And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 10th of January, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Philip Levine, born Detroit, 1928. It's the anniversary of the day, 1901. The first oil gusher erupted at Spindletop just outside Beaumont, Texas, the beginning of the age of petroleum. Until then, most of the oil came from Pennsylvania, and oil and petroleum were used mostly for lamps. But suddenly, with Spindletop, oil became the cheapest fuel, just about 3 cents a barrel. A man named Patillo Higgins thought there was oil there, and he enlisted a Croatian oil explorer named Anthony Lucas. They started drilling in late 1900, hit a depth of about 1,200 feet. Natural gas started shooting out of the ground, followed by crude oil, a gusher 200 feet straight up in the air. And it was the beginning of the great Texas oil fortunes. Within the year, the town of Beaumont went from 8,000 to 60,000 people. And it was on this day in 49 B.C. that Julius Caesar crossed the Rubicon River and launched a civil war. He had conquered most of Western Europe all the way to Britain. But back in Rome, his political alliances were falling apart. His fellow consul Pompey had turned against him, and so had the Roman Senate. The Rubicon River formed the border of the Roman Republic, and according to Roman law, if a general brought his army into the Republic from the provinces, he would be considered a traitor. And so Caesar got to the river with his army, made up his mind, said, "Alea iacta est, the die is cast," and came into the city. And crossing the Rubicon became a phrase meaning past the point of no return. Here's a poem for today by Denise Levertov, entitled A Clearing. What lies at the end of enticing country driveways curving off among trees? Often only a car graveyard, a house trailer, a trashy bungalow. But this one, for once, brings you through the shade of its green tunnel to a paradise of cedars, of lawns mown but not too closely, of iris, moss, fern, rivers of stone rounded by sea or stream, of a wooden, unassertive, large-windowed house. The big trees enclose an expanse of sky, trees and sky together protect the clearing. One is sheltered here from the assaultive world, as if escaped from it, and yet, once arrived, is given oneself and others being a part of that world a generous welcome. It's paradise as a paradigm for how to live on earth, how to be private and open, quiet and richly eloquent. Everything man-made here was truly made by the hands of those who live here, of those who live with what they have made. It took time and is growing still because it's alive. It is paradise, and paradise is a kind of poem. It has a poem's characteristics: inspiration, starting with the given, unexpected harmonies, revelations. It's rare among the worlds one finds at the end of enticing driveways. A poem by Denise Levertov, A Clearing, from This Great Unknowing, Last Poems, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. And by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.